takes two takes. Takes two takes?
Yeah, it's fine.
Takes two takes. Okay, day in review. Alamo City Comic Con, day two, recap.
Bitch.
Three takes.
Three wasn't takes. My fault.
He did that.
Wasn't my fault.
On purpose.
Bitch.
Okay.
You say it takes two. I say it takes three. Bitch. And snake.
See, I can do these guys' jobs. I'm totally qualified.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek. We're...
Four.
Hello, this is your dear pal, the Joker, and you have the privilege of listening to Ear Candy from the 8-Bit Geek Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek. We're here at Alamo City Comic Con, Day 2. Recap. I'm sitting here again with
Doug,
Snake,
Kevin,
Jeremy. We can all do this over this
Doug.
Voiceover.
Strong bad.
Nick. Strong bad.
Homestyle.
The Joker.
Email.
Deleted.
Panda Jones.
Yes.
Oh, hey, can we have a special guest here today? His name is Panda Jones. Let's ask him.
We cannot wait to introduce you to Panda Jones.
Let's ask Panda Jones a little bit about his day two at a Comic Con.
Yes, please.
So, Panda, what was your highlight of the day?
I'm Panda Jones.
Yes. But what was the greatest thing that you saw today?
Myself.
Would you care to elaborate on that?
Pizza.
Pizza. What kind of pizza was it that you had?
Yes.
Were there any like cosplays that you were into today? Anything you took a picture of that stood out to you?
Boobs.
Was someone cosplaying as a boob, or what do you mean by that?
You have a hairy face.
Panda, we're going to have to ask you to leave, and we need to bring Jeremy back.
Security.
Security, please. Dragon Ball. No, get away from the microphone. Panda.
Panda.
Ham sandwich.
Okay.
Panda.
So someone get Panda a ham sandwich so he'll go away.
So he will go away.
I don't think he wants the proverbial hand sandwich.
He wants a hand sandwich.
All right. So, man, what a great day it was today. Not only did we meet Panda Jones, who was created last night. Now, I don't know if that's going to be funny to our listeners,
but it's funny to us.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, we were really freaking tired. I was crying. And then we were like, man, this is probably not that funny.
Yeah,
and
we could not decide if it was worth it or not.
Somehow today it kept going, and it was still fucking funny to us. So we were like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So if you hated it, let us know, because we'll do it more.
We have decided Panda Jones is the representation of Jeremy's psyche. So
it's what's running in his subconscious.
You'll hear from him occasionally.
Probably every show.
Very possibly. Whenever he feels left out.
Yeah. So today has been an incredible day for the Alamo City Comic Con. I don't think Apple could be happier with the turnout that has happened today. I mean, we got here at about 9:30. We set up in the front where they let everyone in, where the ticket booths are. It was a sea of people. That's the only way I could really describe it.
Yeah. I mean, it was insane. For a second year Comic-Con, they knocked it out of the park easily. Like, I didn't expect to see that many people. I've gone to Chicago Comic-Cons for years, and that's something normally you'd see, but that's, you know, years of veteran work, and these guys on their second year, like, they're doing this. This makes you believe it's going to get bigger and bigger every
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. We've talked about this before with Dallas Comic-Con, where that crowd that we saw today is what you would see, maybe even a little bit more than Dallas Comic-Con, and that con has been going on for almost 20 years now.
I honestly think this was more people than what Dallas saw.
When we got into that main, like, foyer area, mm-hmm. or whatever you want to call it, that long stretch that was really open and stuff, and that was packed, because yesterday we were like, man, this is, you know, it was hard to imagine there would be that many people there, and then today it was
shoulder,
insane.
Shoulder. You could, I can't wait to see the numbers. Apple, when we talked to them at Comic Palooza, He did not count the kids as tickets. And
because they got them for free. And he was under a certain like six and they got it for free.
So he didn't put those into his numbers. So I believe the final numbers were somewhere around the upper 30,000s to lower 40,000s.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the numbers. I really believe that we're gonna push 80,000 to 100,000 this year.
Yeah.
Because unlike last year we talked about this where they hit their cap and there was thousands of people waiting to get in, but because they hit how many people they were allowed, it was like a slow stream.
Hall A.
Yeah, but this year, I mean, while there was almost a constant flow of people going in, I mean, there wasn't that huge line once everyone got in a couple of hours later, and like the main line of people was no longer in that line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
but there were still
so many people, but they were still in line. Yeah, but what I'm saying is like. They had the space
to accommodate all the people waiting in line,
which was great. So again, I mean, even if you did show up at 2 in the afternoon, you would have to wait in line for that point, maybe 20 minutes at most to get your ticket and then get in. Last year, you were in that line for hours.
Think of Hall A if you were here last year and pretty much quadruple it, and that's the size of this year's Comic-Con.
Yeah. It was so hard to gauge how big it would be based on the map. That was.
And I'm saying this year's, like, it's over already. We still have another day.
We have another day. Yeah. But looking at the map and the booklet and stuff, you know, you see, like, okay, there's, you know, they have Hall, I guess, was it C, I guess, which was where you first walked in, and then B, which was, like, the connector. Or, no, that wasn't even... B was where the artists were in it this year.
Yeah.
And then A was the main... Or not the, I don't want to say the main, it was the vendor room.
Yeah.
And so it was hard on that map. I was like, oh, I don't really, that doesn't look that much bigger. But then you get in there and you see how, like, C is like this huge, like, just wrapped around and then B connected. It was huge. And we still have not seen everything. And we spent hours walking around.
We pretty much got into the show at 9:30. And then we finally called it quits at 6 p.m. of all coverage. That's all coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went and did another kind of a get together with somebody. But we did. I mean, we covered this thing, and we still have not gone through. I think tomorrow we're gonna spend a couple more hours in the morning getting photos and doing some video stuff and everything, and pretty much polishing the product that we're gonna put out this week for the longer cuts. And then it's gonna be, hey, it's our time. Let's go buy some stuff because we really want to see. And, of course, we want to connect with the artists and stuff and try to hook up with them and get some cards and maybe have them on the show for you guys. So that's pretty much the plan for tomorrow. But let's talk about today.
Let us talk about today.
Live in the now.
Indeed.
Today was amazing. Let's just do a round table real quick.
Okay.
We'll start with you, Doug.
All right.
Favorite part of today.
Dude, it's really tough. I mean, I can think of three moments that stick out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of this will be echoed.
And I'm sure this is going to probably be all of our favorites because we were there.
Yeah. Number one, I mean, again, think about this all day, just like what was the best thing we saw today. Number one, for sure, was sitting in on Stan Lee's panel.
Mm-hmm.
I did not think that man would have that effect on me when I was like, you know, before
you
I was like.
You almost didn't want to do it. You were like,
I don't care. Well, not that I don't care, but, you know, I was like, meh. It's just a panel, and he's just going
to
talk.
And he's
and
really
whatever.
Old, and, like, you didn't expect him to be that with it.
Yeah, and he was so charismatic and funny and witty and sharp. And just, like, I mean, his responses to the questions were phenomenal. And
even on the stuff that he had to sidestep, he did it with such grace and such, I mean, it was so wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's not, I mean, usually when somebody can't talk about something, they give a generic response that you know is prepped.
Right.
This man has so much wit and charm. He made you believe, like, cool. He just, it's really what, yeah, it's it, okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
It was great. So that was, again, there were some other great things that happened during the day. And so I was like,
so that was your number one?
Yeah. But in the end, when it comes down to what, that was my number one. My number two was that intro you guys just heard.
Oh.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was pretty
Troy
sick.
Baker.
There's something attached to that too that made it even better.
He said that he knows us.
He said that he heard.
He kind of name checked us, which we don't know if we believe yet.
Yeah, it's kind of like, okay, do you really?
It's like, do you?
Because
do you
we're mean, like, he's like, who are you guys with? And we're like, oh, we're with 8-Bit Geek. And he's like, 8-Bit Geek? Yeah, no, I've heard of you guys.
Yeah.
I was like, I know you guys.
And it was like, wait, what? No.
So, the three of us were there and none of us actually commented on that.
I wasn't
about to call out Troy Baker.
No, yeah. Right. Not when he's about to do something very generous.
Generous, right. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I say generous like he did it out of the kindness of our, we paid him, but...
But he seemed very excited.
Let's cut the bullshit, all right? When you hear other podcasts and you hear a drop in the beginning, it was paid for, okay? Yeah. So we're not friends with these people.
We'll straight up tell you.
And yes, we got a couple for free because they liked us.
Yeah.
But, I mean, generally, you have to pay for this stuff.
Yeah.
It's very cool. It's very awesome for you to be able to do that kind of stuff. And it's very awesome that they would accommodate that kind of thing for you in their voices that they get paid a ton of money to put on tape.
Yeah, that's their skill.
And so we're very thankful. We're very grateful.
Yeah, indeed. That's awesome.
It was
definitely
that was great. And I mean, when we're like, well, why would he know us? I think we've had a lot of tweets and stuff being like retweet from like Alamo City and stuff like that. And then I actually did tweet at him before this, saying like, oh man, how awesome would it be if we could get, and then like tagged him in the tweet, like,
yeah,
you know, so there is that chance. And we follow him on Twitter. I've seen he's active.
Yes,
he does post every day.
So
there is that chance that he did see our tweet, and maybe he just that was something that just like
clicked.
It was like, oh, I'm like, I know that. And that may be
the concept of 8-bit. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be that too. Or he could just be totally horseshitting us. But we do like the fact that, you know, if he was just lying, then he did it.
He handled it very well.
He did it in a way that made us feel really good about ourselves. And then he gave us an incredible, I mean, it was so good.
You heard it. It was phenomenal.
So good.
Yeah.
And then the third one was my total kind of accidental freak out.
Before you even talk about it, we're gonna drop it.
Okay, it's good. I guess you'll hear it right now.
How bad were you shaking?
I mean, I'm sitting here.
He probably respects the beard.
I think I may have to change pants. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I can feel it dripping down my leg.
Well, what?
You're gonna come back with tears.
Doug, you gotta control yourself. At that point, you should have been like, "Yeah, we'll be here all day. Do you want to do an interview?"
I can go back up at any point, man.
Yeah.
He knows me now.
That's true. You guys are
you
like
guys
this.
Are like on a first name basis.
He wants the D.
The Doug. We exchanged where I talked to Herschel Green.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, huh?
All right.
Okay, so that was totally me just absolutely losing my mind after talking to Scott Wilson, who plays Herschel on The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went up to see if I can get some pictures. We went up just to ask, like, is it okay if I do it? And the handler that I talked to was like, oh, yeah, let me go ask his agent. And then he proceeded, they went to ask him, and he got up and proceeded to talk to
just
me.
Just straight up came up to you and was like, hey, buddy.
Hey, what do you need? Yeah. And
at that point, you probably were like, I need a father.
Will you be my daddy?
Marry my mom.
And it was, that was crazy. Because, like, I think while it was happening, I handled it well. Like, I got what I needed, and I was able to
say
the words.
Right now, you're still, like, it's almost like you met him again.
Yeah, still freaking out. Because I'm like, I don't know. But during while it was happening, in my head, I'm going, oh, my God, this is happening. While I'm talking, everything came out fine. And then the second I walked away after I got the pictures I needed and all that stuff, I walked away, my heart, like, everything just, yeah, all the adrenaline just, like, but just exploded.
His bowels
And you heard me, and no words. And then when I was talking at about 1,000 miles an hour because I was just so just.
Yeah.
And he was so nice and so generous and so willing to help out. We're gonna see if we can go back tomorrow and maybe get it.
Like, hey, what's up, man? We're besties now. So.
Yeah. As you heard,
we're gonna try to get him
Doug
on the podcast.
Apparently best friends.
Yeah, we're gonna try to actually get him on the podcast for a show. And I mean, he can get killed off. On Walking
Dead.
Yeah,
so what is he doing?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Nick, favorite part?
Man.
I named all of them. I'm sorry.
You really covered a lot of them. I'm kind of with Doug. I didn't think Stan Lee would be that, like, insane to me. And maybe for some reason I, like, repressed that piece of child in me that was so obsessed with him for so long. And Doug... you know, Doug goes running. Doug's like, oh, I'm going to go to the press section. Right in front of the stage, there was a press section. And I'm an audio guy, so I was just like, F it. I'm just going to walk down there with him. And so I got to sit there under the stage and just stare at him. And the dude is just a boss. Like, there's no other way to put it. Every single person who walked up to the mic felt special. He couldn't even see them, and he was, like, honest about that. He's like, I can't see. This gal sitting next to me is telling me what you're saying. I have no idea where you're at.
Yeah. He's like, I know that you may think that I am, you know,
perfect.
Perfect,
right,
and, you know, and then I'm, you know.
He's like, I'm really old. Perfect specimen.
Yeah, I'm a perfect specimen. But I'm really old.
Oh, man.
So this beautiful young lady next to me is going to tell me your questions because I can't hear you.
There's one thing that I'd walk away with from that whole thing, and that's he exudes so much self-confidence.
Yeah.
And like, he puts so much self-worth. Mm-hmm. Like, it really inspired me to be like, wow, I really got to start thinking about my star player, mm-hmm. you know, like me, and just being like, yeah, like, you are the shit. No, you know, like, he just kept saying things like, I think I was the best cameo of the year. Right. I should have won an Academy Award.
Tell the Academy to create an award for me.
He asked everyone
to petition.
I know I'm
funny. Yeah. I know I'm charming. Like, he just kept... Yeah. And when you... It's just really crazy.
And he was able to do it without seeming like an asshole.
Yeah, it's the difference. It was...
He did it with jokes and, like...
I was
going
to say,
with
it
charm.
It was the opposite of self-deprecation, right? Mm-hmm. But without being self-important and ridiculous. I think my favorite thing is when this kid came up to the mic and his voice is cracking and he's like, mm-hmm. I'm your biggest fan. And he goes, actually, I hope you're not offended by this. I'm actually my biggest fan.
Yeah. No, you're not. I'm my biggest fan.
It was awesome. Cool.
Since you were up there with me, we did capture some audio. We are going to try and get that cleaned up because it was in a theater that was echoey as hell.
Yeah.
I'm good at what I do,
but there are certain limitations.
But we'll try and we'll get it. There are some great sound bites from him. Like, we don't have the whole thing, mm-hmm. but we should hopefully have some.
Yeah, there are clips we should be able to pull out.
I mean, he, just so you can experience, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Oh, were we doing top three?
I did three. Because I had three.
I mean, I don't
necessarily. You don't have. I'm sorry. Today was a really great day for me.
Doug has been.
Like, I could go home right now.
Yeah, Doug has been.
Be
on
happy
high for a
and
while.
Be absolutely satisfied with what we've done this week.
I think for me, so my perspective of the Doug thing, because I have my headphones in the whole day and I'm recording audio and kind of like. It's been funny because I actually don't hear anything unless I'm pointing a mic at it. So, like, they'll have full conversations behind me and won't know until I flip it around. But so I have no idea where Doug is. I'm just pointing my microphone around trying to get ambient sound. And then Jeremy is just staring out and he's like, I don't know what the hell's going on with Doug. Why is Doug at the table? What is Doug doing? Are they taking Doug away? What is happening? Like, that's all I hear in my microphone. So I turn around and I see him and he's just like, leaning over the table talking to this guy, and then he backs up, takes like five photos, and beeline straight back to us. And then, you know, obviously the clip that you heard. And so even just being able to be a part of that and see that happen kind of all day long, I think for all of us was a big deal. And then just as a moment, there's an interview that you guys will see where we get Dick Tracy, which I grew up reading Dick Tracy, so I love that character.
that was because we see this guy, we see him, and so we start immediately like, okay, Kevin's getting ready to go
like,
do his thing.
Yeah, Kevin's
what
gotta
can
go
we
get
do
Dick
to
Tracy.
Make this hilarious and awkward?
Yeah. We almost didn't do it.
And the name thing was brilliant. You'll hear it.
You'll hear it.
It's
yeah, we don't want to give it up. But that, like, that interview was hilarious.
When that idea dropped, we all four of us just broke out laughing.
Get him
like,
right
let's
now.
Go do that right now. And
we don't
care.
And
he was a good
funny.
Sport. And it was
awesome.
You'll hear it. It was great.
It was really
funny.
It was good stuff.
It was a blast.
You guys texting each other over there? You guys little texting?
No.
We're Snapchatting. Even though we're next to each other.
Like, dude, just look down.
Is that a penis joke?
Yes.
That's exactly what that was.
That's my dong.
I don't know. I don't know how you guys use Snapchat.
Oh.
Stop for dicks.
Family pictures.
That's a family.
Thanks
I
for
see.
Tainting that. All right. My favorite moment probably of today was an interview that we did early on in the day with Camden Toy.
Yes.
That was awesome.
You know, a big shout out to the producer of Now Hiring.
Yes.
She went above and beyond to accommodate us.
For sure.
And to get us set up with interviews and making sure that that, you know, it really felt like we were being taken care of when, I mean, when they're trying to promote something, you know, yeah. I mean, it's just great. So, so big shout out.
That is a shout out to Donna.
Yeah. Thank you, Donna. And, the interview was just, he's so nice. Like when you have a perception of somebody who's famous and somebody who's a celeb, mm-hmm. this perception is always like, well, I got to watch out because this person might be a dick because of the fact of
yeah.
how, I mean, when you reach a certain status and when you reach a certain pay grade, you tend to look down on people.
Yeah.
He didn't. I mean, he was just so nice and mm-hmm. He joked with us. He was very patient when we had a technical difficulty.
cough, cough, John Kassir.
I was going to say, let's be straight. We did not have there a technical was no difficulty.
Yeah. Okay, by yeah. technical, you mean that the Crypt Keeper would not
started
shut the
yelling
fuck up.
Freaking birthday announcements and random people walking by the booth over the loudspeaker during an interview.
Table 23, your pizza's ready.
Yes. Oh, and the funny part was that anytime that Kevin would open his mouth to talk, John Kassir yeah. was just like
it would pause
for and it would pause and he'd be like, and if you need something yeah.
I was convinced that he was looking at us from across the room
yeah. Yeah.
and we saw every time I was about to talk to Camden, he would just like, and another thing.
One more thing.
And he didn't name drop Camden in the middle of it too while he was doing, and so like I heard him say Camden Toy and I literally turned around, I was like, is he over at, are they doing yeah. this at his
is
booth
he watching
I don't
us?
Think he was, but it was just like he literally, okay, he's doing this now. Like, he's literally just fucking with us.
Yeah, he's trolling us. Yeah, like, he's trolling.
He's like, that's those guys I worked with yesterday.
Yeah. yeah.
Why does he get an interview and I just and got I a don't. Fucking microphone stuck in my face?
Yeah, dude. He was trolling us, and that was fantastic. I'll accept being trolled by the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it was that was a great interview. That's going to be up on our site. We got to talk a little bit more about now hiring. And, mm-hmm. It was like we said, we saw the screening. You should go see it when it, you know, they're looking for distribution right now.
Yeah.
And so follow them on Facebook and everything, because it was a great thing that they're doing as an independent film. Mm-hmm. And the interview that we had with them, you know, you'll see it on our YouTube page. And we're also trying to get Timmy.
Yeah. Timmy Williams.
Timmy Williams has eluded us because he was drunk.
He was playing a drunk. He was playing a spring break.
I don't know. I think he might be drunk.
He was. I don't know. I just saw him walking the floor.
I talked to him.
He was really good at it.
Yeah, he was really good at it.
I mean, basically, Doug was the only person who knew that was actually Timmy, and the rest of us were like, "Look at the drunk stormtrooper."
Yeah,
he walked by me 5 times.
Yeah,
and I'm like, and I really, it was kind of like a San Diego Comic-Con moment. Like after I found out who it was, I was like, "Oh shit!"
That asshole just walking around.
Yeah.
By the way, if you don't know Timmy Williams, he was on The Whitest Kids You Know.
Yeah.
He was part of that sketch comedy group.
And he's also in
Now Hiring.
Yes. So, I mean, it's full circle right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, all the actors for Now Hiring and everything has been really cool. They've been really accommodating. Yeah. So Donna's been great. Her husband's been great. So, I mean, we're really looking forward to getting some more interviews and just getting that going. But definitely, go to their Facebook. Like them. Go check out their trailers. Go check out their screens and everything. Like, they did a great job. They put a lot of love into this.
Yeah.
And they deserved for it to be seen like that.
Yeah. We need to try and get with Mark. We talked with him last year. We need to get with him again this year. Mm-hmm. I did not see him at all today.
Yeah, we were looking for him. I didn't see him anywhere.
He could have been doing – I did see his wife. Mm-hmm. I figure he may have just been out and about. But we'll try again tomorrow. See if we can talk to him, because I really want to talk. Now that it has been a year since the last time we talked to him.
Now
that we've seen the film, I really want to pick his brain about it. Because last year, they were being kind of elusive as to what they could tell us. So, you know, because they obviously they just wrapped shooting and stuff. So,
Kev, what was your favorite moment, man?
I mean, you guys pretty much named him. I mean, really, obviously, the Stan Lee thing was a special thing to me as well. Because it's like looking, I mean, because he created so much of the stuff that we've come to love. He's created a universe that is pretty much dominating our entertainment market right now and has been for a little while. So, I mean, to be able to see the one person who did that and to see that he's still really grounded being the huge god that he is, in my opinion, I looked around at us at our 8-bit crew and there was not a smile. There was not a smile.
Everyone was totally depressed and pissed off.
Everyone was grinning the whole time because of the things he said and just, it seemed like somebody just put some magic in the air, because like there was just not one bad moment there, and he just really personified like an amazing person.
Dude, what about when you got to go meet Joker? I mean, we were sitting there and you were like, oh man, I'm really tired from doing all these interviews and stuff. I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna go take my camera back to the rig back to the hotel room, and you were like, all right, I'll come with you. I was like, well, why don't you go meet your idol that you've been talking about this entire weekend? He goes, and then just like a kid with their dad, he looked at me and goes, really?
He did join us in line
very quickly. Yeah, he's like, are you serious?
I ran with my backpack.
not only did he come join us in line, he did pay for it as well. And he gave us, because we went in line while he was out doing interviews, so he gave us the money to do it. And the second he got in line with us, he's like, give me my money.
Yeah. I was like, I want to be the one.
Yeah, not because he wasn't going to pay for it anymore.
He was like,
I want to be the one to hand it.
I got to be the one.
I want to touch his hand.
I want the hand exchange. We all got to touch his hand. We all shook hands with him.
We all shook hands.
Yeah, but you shook my hand better. Shut up.
It was a much tighter grip.
It was much more tender.
Yeah. It was really cool because being a video gamer, and like especially in this day and age, there's a lot more put into video games like voice acting. And like... between him, Nolan North, and a few others out there, like it's like they've done some of the
We'll tell that story afterwards. You keep talking. We'll get to Nolan North.
But Troy Baker is one of those guys that he's such a jack of all trades. You'll see him in so many different video games that you never even knew. Like if you look at his credits, you'll notice he's done so many little side characters in games. So to see him in person and just to see like, you know, Joel from Last of Us, Booker DeWitt from BioShock Infinite. He was also Two-Face in Arkham City, and then obviously the Joker in Arkham Origins. Like he's done so many big roles, and each character is completely different. And he's just able, you know, he's even got a music career. Yeah. He's super. Like he was super nice to meet. Like I mean, he was just a really down-to-earth guy.
Really, really awesome.
It's crazy. I was looking a while back, just looking through his like IMDb page to see all the stuff he's been credited for. And I'm pretty sure he's done every goddamn Batman character at some point in time.
Yeah.
Like, I think he, I may be wrong, but if I remember correctly, he is Batman in the Lego Batman games.
I believe so.
And then, of course, like you said, he was Two-Face and
Joker.
Arkham and then Joker. Yep. And then it's just like, dude.
I didn't know
other people do.
I didn't know he was Booker DeWitt until today, and I love the BioShock series, and so that was amazing to me.
Infinite had a special place in his heart for me.
Was
like,
amazing.
Yeah. So I mean, like I said, it was so much emotion. He puts so much emotion into his characters, and really, really just kind of brings it to life. Even though it's a video game, like it's more than an experience. If you've ever played Last of Us, like I said, I've never felt a game like I've played Last of Us. Like it just so many emotions from the first 10 minutes of the game. They just go through, and it's just like. What could have been like to just record that, you know? And
right.
So to meet him was an honor today. Yeah. That was probably my top, I would say. But Stan Lee is up there. It's really back and forth.
See, I'm glad I brought that up. You got real passionate.
Yeah.
You're like, it's, I'd suck his dick.
No. Why is he offering?
Did he want me to?
No,
he
didn't. Whoa.
Why do you have his number?
How did you get his number? What's going on?
No. And then. You know, once again, meeting Camden Toy and being able to interview him. He was actually really cool, really nice, and like I said, totally approachable, very fun to interview, and especially because I'm no special person interviewing. I'm a hack. I mean, I'm not very experienced, but he was able to really kind of help me through that interview, and just he was really cool.
It was really fun to see that interview because like watching it, he seemed like he was just really soft-spoken while he was talking. A couple feet back, you know, back behind you guys, taking pictures and stuff, and I literally cannot hear a word he is saying.
Yeah.
And so I'm going like, man, I hope we're picking this up. I mean, because it seems like he's just, in comparison to how loud you were talking, just really soft. And then we get back and we're loading up the footage and we're testing the audio to make sure that it recorded. And then actually hear what he was saying.
Yeah.
And like, man, what a great interview that turned out to be. Like, I could not hear any of it. So I'm like, I have no idea how this is going down. And then to finally see it was like, that's great. What a great interview we got.
Right. And he's played, like, some stuff that, I mean, like, my wife got me into Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And season 4, episode 10, I think it was Hush. And he played as one of the gentlemen. And it was one of their best episodes in the whole 7 seasons of Buffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he played one of the coolest, scariest characters for its time. And it was cool to meet him, and he was so humbled about it, you know, know, some like just very nice about it. And he's also played a couple extra characters, I think, or other characters in Angel, and like he's that good that they keep bringing him back as other characters. But he's been in so many different prosthetics and stuff, so it's really hard to tell it's him. But meeting him and just hearing the stories he had to tell, dude, it was great. Like I said, I was really glad I met him. I still owe him a drink if I see him in the bar.
Yeah, we did see him.
We did see him, and you were asleep.
Yeah, he was probably waiting. I'm sorry.
No, he was just passing. He was just passing through.
He actually stopped to us and said, "Where's my fucking beer?
Where's my drink?
Where's my fucking?"
And we said, "That ain't us, bro."
You're like, "It's in room this."
Yeah. He probably knocked on the door.
Cannon knocked on the door. I answered my underwear, and he's like, I just came for my drink, bro.
He's got the gentleman makeup on.
Come on in.
That would scare the crap out of me.
The next day,
I would just be like, I can't speak.
The other great thing that we saw today was just a ton of cosplayers. I mean, the level of detail in these costumes is just really great. We're going to have the photos up on the website. We have them up now. From day one, we're gonna have day two up here probably when you hear this.
Mm-hmm. Probably around the same time.
Yeah, probably around the same time. It's just been an incredible day. I mean, some of these cosplayers, we talked to them on interviews. Mm-hmm. They said they spent 2 months on one little piece of their costume.
Yeah,
the level of dedication that these people have, incredible. So, bravo to them.
The first person we interviewed, Lady Raiden. And she was honestly probably one of the coolest ones we've interviewed that day.
So detailed.
She had so detailed. She went like Raiden from Mortal Kombat. It was a female version. She went all out for this costume. I think she said almost, what was it, a year like that she took making everything. Because she made everything.
She said a total of like 160 working hours or something like that.
That is insane. Yeah. And the contacts were really cool. She had some really cool white contacts, but she also had stuff she handmade. She said the only thing she didn't make was the girdle. And that's like, you know, that's amazing. And she killed it. And she had a whole, you know, she was taking pictures of people all day. And she even had this really cool, like, energy ball that would kind of...
I guess it was like a string somewhere. It looked like it was levitating between her hands.
Exactly. So you guys will see pictures of it. And it looks fantastic.
Yeah, and some of those, because the ball that she, the energy ball, like, lit up. And so some of the pictures I got, the blue light that kind of came from that, like
radiated,
was like would light her face in some really cool ways and reflected off of her contacts.
It's
so her eyes look like they're glowing blue in some of the pictures, and it is nuts.
So I mean, kudos to you, Lady Raiden. We have her info too, so we'll probably with the pictures we may just like attach
We're gonna get her on the show.
It was
I would love to. Yeah,
it was Windrus cosplay. I remember that from when she said it. I know that you can look them up on Facebook, and they don't have a website right now. You guys will see the video; it'll be up on the website.
Awesome.
Other than that, man, I mean, this day has been jam packed.
Yeah,
we obviously didn't get a chance to get through any of the artist booths or any. I mean, we haven't bought anything yet. I haven't spent any money, and I got a hole in my pocket. Okay, I need to buy something.
Yeah.
So
tomorrow
we'll let you guys know what we purchased if we did buy anything. I know I'm going to.
I got to pick up some stuff, man. I got to say, I'm taking back memories of this.
It's been a great time. I thank you for listening. Is there anything else we need to add, boys?
Oh, we're gonna tell the Nolan North story.
Oh,
yeah.
I wish we had my. I wish we had my drop where the.
Yeah.
Just hey, Panda Jones, give us a drop.
Panda Jones, give us a drop.
He's back. Oh no!
He's just doing a drop. It's okay.
Nolan North.
Awesome. Okay.
So we're standing in line, in this really long line to get to Troy Baker, and. I shit you not. We must have heard it 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Just like from different people walking by, in line behind us.
Oh, you're in line for the new Nolan North.
Yeah, like, oh, Troy Baker is the new Nolan North. Like, Wait, what about, Nolan North is still Nolan North. Like, that motherfucker's still working.
He's alive. Like, come on.
And still doing so much. It was just one of those things where it was just like, while that is, and it has to be an incredible honor for Troy Baker to be on that, to ever achieve that level. At the same time, the dude's still alive and working.
Yeah, it's like, they're in video games together.
Right. In Arkham City. They're like, you know, you had Troy Baker playing Two-Face, and you had Nolan North playing the Penguin. Yeah.
Right.
And so, I mean, they work together, and they're both amazing. And the cool thing is, like, them two together, like, I mean, there's so many games covered in the industry.
It makes them too. It makes Kevin's pants tighter. Shut them down.
Allow us to loop that.
I'm gonna throw that, even the female actors like Jennifer Hale, she does a lot. She did the voice of Femshep, and she also did the voice of tons of other characters out in the world, and some people would call her like the female Nolan North, which I feel weird because Nolan North is just Nolan North. We're, you know, he, but he's an amazing guy. Everyone knows him because he's done so many things. But you gotta give up credit to, like, you know, people like Jennifer Hale, and just also the guy who did in Futurama and Marcus Fenix and Gears of War. It was I can't think of his
name. John DiMaggio.
So
I thought maybe you're talking about Billy West, but he was Fry. And
although I would like to hear Fry voice Marcus Fenix from Gears of War.
That'd be hilarious.
But, you know, there's so many great.
He was also Doug Funny.
Yeah.
He was also Ren. Doug Funny. Stimpy? Ren. He was Ren.
So,
Ren.
Yeah, and you get so many these voice actors, you know.
Which one was the Chihuahua?
The,
it was Ren.
The Chihuahua was Ren.
Was Ren.
Yeah, he was Stimson J.
Okay, I was right. I was right. God damn.
We all said Ren.
Yeah, we all said Ren, man.
I know.
And then you're angry at us because you doubted yourself.
I doubted myself, and it's your fault because you all looked at me like. None of you, the listeners
because,
can't hear.
Because telling the listeners what you looked like is totally a thing.
I'm so
that
used
works
to streaming.
Audio.
I'm so used to streaming on the internet that people can actually see what I did.
It was, yeah.
They looked at me funny.
Speaking of streaming.
You have to pay.
That's it for the evening.
No.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. It's time for us to get some food, even though it's 11 p.m. And we got to do some other stuff to get some more content out to you people. So this has been day two recap of Alamo City Comic Con. Follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagrammy, because we got some great content for you at the 8-Bit Geek. I am Jeremy.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Nick.
See you tomorrow.
Really appreciate you listening. Yes. Tune in and listen to the 8-Bit Geek. Yeah, it's really great. Thank you.